Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Reshma Tiwari with the World News. The headlines. UN Human Rights Office voices concern over Islamabad's crackdown on protesters in Pakistan occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Death toll rises to 40. India strongly condemns recent attacks on several maritime vessels in Strait of Hormuz, says commerce through international waterways must be restored. Iran's IRGC claims targeting US airbase and Central Command headquarters in Jordan. Death toll reaches 18 in yesterday's earthquake in southwestern Japan. And at Commonwealth Games, 9 Indian boxers assure medals for the country after sealing semi-final berths. UN Human Rights Office has voiced concern over Islamabad's crackdown on peaceful protesters in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Over 40 civilians were killed and several others injured in the firing by Pakistani forces on protesters during a march organized by the Joint Awami Action Committee from Rawalkot to Muzaffarabad on Monday.
UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence said the criminalization of a civil society organization and restrictions on public gatherings raise serious concerns about violations of the rights to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly and association. Amid escalating unrest in the occupied territory, a human rights body, Jammu Kashmir Human Rights Observatory, has urged the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights to intervene over reports of lethal force being used against peaceful protesters. Meanwhile, Pakistani authorities have revoked the registration of 13 private schools in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, alleging the involvement of their management, staff and students in the ongoing protest. On the other hand, British Kashmiris staged a protest outside the Pakistani consulate in Birmingham today over reports of civilian deaths in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Swati Rakheja for World News.
India has strongly condemned recent attacks on several maritime vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, saying targeting of commercial shipping and civilian infrastructure in the region must end. Permanent representative of India to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harish, said after a brief pause in the ongoing conflict in the region, there has been a worrying resumption of attacks and escalation of hostilities. He said that free and unimpeded navigation and commerce through the international waterways must be restored.
Middle East, which is West Asia, is a region of immense importance to India. Our stakes in the security and stability of the region are high. India's trade and energy supply chains are strongly linked to this region. With bilateral annual trade of around $180 billion, accumulative foreign direct investment of over $31 billion, and remittances of more than $52 billion from GCC alone, these linkages have direct implications for our economy and energy security. Around 10 million Indians live and work in the Gulf region. Their safety and well-being are a key priority for us. After a brief pause in the ongoing conflict in the region, there has been a worrying resumption of attacks and escalation of hostilities. This is deeply concerning, and India calls for an immediate de-escalation of tensions.
Tensions have escalated in West Asia after Iran and the United States reported fresh military exchanges. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps today claimed that its aerospace force targeted a U.S. airbase and the U.S. Central Command headquarters in Jordan with ballistic missiles. The IRGC said the strikes were in response to U.S. military actions against Iran. It vowed to continue operations until what it called U.S. threats and hostile moves end. Meanwhile, the U.S. military said it intercepted multiple ballistic missiles launched from Iran in what it described as an attempted surprise attack on American forces in the region. U.S. Central Command said all missiles were intercepted and that U.S. forces remain on high alert. India's High Commissioner to Bangladesh, Dinesh Trivedi, held a meeting with Bangladesh Foreign Minister Dr. Khalilur Rahman today, reaffirming New Delhi's commitment to a positive, constructive and forward-looking partnership with Dhaka. In a social media post, the Indian High Commission said Mr. Trivedi also held a meeting with Bangladesh's State Minister for Foreign Affairs, Shama Obaid Islam, with discussions focused on strengthening bilateral ties. Last week, India extended an invitation to Bangladesh Prime Minister Tariq Rahman for the BRICS summit set to be held in New Delhi in September. Despite not being a member or observer of the 11-member bloc, Bangladesh has been invited by India as a special guest. BRICS comprises Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, India, Indonesia, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and United Arab Emirates. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The death toll from a powerful magnitude 7.1 earthquake in southwestern Japan rose to 18 today as soldiers and emergency crews searched a heavily damaged shopping mall, collapsed homes, and a factory for survivors. At least 62 people were injured while several others remained missing. The quake struck Kumamoto Prefecture on Kyushu Island yesterday, causing widespread damage. 4 people were confirmed dead at the Aeon Mall in Kashima City, where part of the second floor collapsed following a gas explosion after about 3,000 shoppers had been evacuated. Rescue teams continued searching the debris for missing people. Nearly 34,900 homes remained without electricity and about 15,000 without running water. More than 8,800 people were staying in over 400 evacuation shelters as authorities worked to restore essential services. Japan's self-defense forces joined rescue operations alongside emergency workers, while transport disruptions continued with bullet train services suspended and some flights cancelled despite Kumamoto Airport reopening. The International Tiger Day is being observed today to raise awareness about tiger conservation, to protect natural habitats and to address the declining numbers of wild tigers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings on the occasion, saying India is home to 70% of the global tiger population. He noted that India's tiger conservation efforts are inspired by the nation's centuries-old culture of living in harmony with nature and powered by the collective will of the people. At the ongoing Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, 9 Indian boxers have assured medals for the country after sealing semi-final berths. 5 pugilists, including Arundhati Chaudhary in women's 70kg, Sakshi Chaudhary in women's 51kg, Sachin Sivaj in men's 60kg, Ankush Panghal in men's 80kg and Narinder Berwal in men's 90+kg categories registered victories today. Earlier, 4 pugilists had advanced to the last 4. Earlier, Lavlina Borgohain in 75kg, Preeti Pawar in 54kg and Priya Ghanghas in 60kg and Jadumani Singh in men's 55kg had already reached semi-finals, confirming medals for India. India's overall medal tally currently stands at 12, comprising 2 gold, 7 silver and 3 bronze. In the Commonwealth Table Tennis Championships, India advanced to the men's and women's team finals after defeating England in both semi-finals at the Thyagaraj Stadium in Delhi today. The top-seeded men's team extended its unbeaten run with a dominant 3-0 win. Manoj Shah beat Connor Green 11-9, 11-9, 11-6, followed by world number 38 Manav Thakkar, who overcame Joseph Hunter 11-8, 11-4, 11-5. Veteran Harmeet Desai completed the sweep with an 11-5 victory over Benjamin Pigott. In shooting, India finished its campaign at the ISSF World Cup 2026 with 4 medals after Sonam Maskar and Himanshu Dhillon won bronze in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event yesterday. The Indian pair, competing as the country's second team, scored 441.2 points to finish third. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. UN Human Rights Office voices concern over Islamabad's crackdown on protesters in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Death toll rises to 40. India strongly condemns recent attacks on several maritime vessels in Strait of Hormuz. Says commerce through international waterways must be restored. Iran's IRGC claims targeting U.S. airbase and Central Command headquarters in Jordan. Death toll reaches 18 in yesterday's earthquake in southwestern Japan. And at Commonwealth Games, 9 Indian boxers assure medals for the country after sealing semi-final berths. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.